tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Here we go.
No, Adrian!
Hi, everybody. And welcome back to round two of RuPaul's SmackDown. This was a SmackDown episode.
It sure was.
Speaking of SmackDown, in this corner, weighing about 20 pounds.
40 pounds.
Well, 20 pounds less than what I was going to say. It's Cameron Marston. How are you? Where can they find you, Cameron?
At Tomacava 777.
And in this corner, we have...
Mark J. Freeman at Lorraine Love. L-O-R-A-Y-N-E-L-O-V-E.
And we're going to be your commentators for this round two from last week.
Mm-hmm.
Who's sitting
at
next to
123 Jackie underscore B.
And this look is inspired by...
Disco ball face.
Realness.
Disco ball face realness.
And I'm your host...
Hashtag...
Oh, go ahead. Hashtag what?
Hashtag disco ball face realness.
Okay, good. Yeah. And I'm your host, Kenny Harrison.
With her little buns.
Yeah, I know. I like that.
I love her little buns.
It's like Catwoman, almost.
I wish I could go to work with little buns.
Well, you should do that. What's stopping you?
If you ever want to go somewhere in your buns, you come to my house, young lady.
Thank you. I will bring my buns to
Bring your buns.
House.
My mom will be so happy I have a girl bringing buns over.
Wow.
It's the American Chun-Li.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. And our engineer for this evening?
Jonathan.
So well spoken, Jonathan.
You caught me off guard right
there. I'm sorry. I have a tendency to do
last
that.
Last week he was like, no, I'm good.
Okay, so a lot went happen.
A lot happened.
The train is already off the rails.
So remember.
I wrote down start with untuck, and I heard you. You little cunt.
Little fucker.
I heard you.
I forget
biggest
that
day,
mic'd.
Biggest day, start with Untucked.
Start with Untucked.
So we're starting with Untucked this week from last week's episode. It was good. I mean, you know, from it is what it is.
Someone said, though, that they thought you would be pleased because they had the video from home, the sad...
Yeah.
From yes. Ginger. Okay. We'll get to... Well, it was random. As hell.
But did you hear, though, that they did say they have been showing videos?
Yes,
we just
but
haven't
we never
been
seen
them.
Yeah.
So,
because last week, apparently, Kasha Davis had a video that that never aired.
Right.
And my thing is, it's online. I don't understand why it has to be. I think they're trying to keep it under 25 or 20 minutes. Show. I would like to see more if there's more. If it's worth watching. Like, if you're going to have all these sentimental videos... Show it.
And you know people are bound to react to whatever video they get because they're in isolation. So we've said before, it's like you know that you're going to get a reaction from somebody by showing a video from home because they haven't seen that person in weeks.
It's like Survivor when they get the letter from home.
Yeah, they haven't been able to talk to them.
Yeah.
As much as I like the bitch aspect, I was
Your hands are funny.
I was appreciative of the redeeming... factor for Ginger Minj. So I'll get off that attack Ginger train. Because I felt it was super genuine, you know, and what I liked the most about it is she actually apologized for being a bitch, which means I was super validated.
Wow.
She admitted it.
A lot of commenters were Team Cameron last weekend, and I saw both of your stances, but I tend to lean toward what you were saying. But I do agree that you know it was nice to see even Miss Fame. She actually I was actually touched by her reaction to Ginger's message.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it went on just a little bit longer.
She's milking that
but
after a while.
After watching tonight's episode, I understand that she has this mental
she's a
like
shelter.
Yeah, and it's like. It's like a dark tunnel. Like, when she gets going, it's nonstop.
Yeah.
Chickens were her best friend.
That's right. That's
I forgot
true.
About that. And that now it all makes sense. It's all coming back to me now.
Yeah. She's a farm girl.
Yeah. So, yeah. I just like one of my other favorites, and it was the first thing that happened, is when Pearl knocked over the first drink.
The first drink.
It was like, girl, you ain't gonna get a drink tonight.
Poor and Jayden. Do we believe Violet was showing some vulnerability?
No, because here's the thing.
And we have fans who are like, I don't understand why you guys don't like Violet. We will tell you.
Well, there's at one point she was asking to, you know, well, what can I do? And then they just started laying into her. And then she was like, you know, okay, I get it. And I feel like if you're asking,
right,
be prepared to take it.
Take it all in. Exactly.
So, I mean,
my thing was, she's saying, nobody understands me and I'm going to work harder so that you do understand me.
Do you really think she's going
to
do that,
though? No, because
she did it in the episode.
I was just about to say that.
In the episode, she was like, I wish I could just not do this challenge and do something all by myself.
Even later when Ross said something to her and she was like, well, am I supposed to hold a drink and
do
a cake?
All of this at the same time.
It's like, you know, settle down a little bit.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, I know this is a competition, but you're stuck in this, like, you're going to work with these people later to begin with. Like, you don't want to make enemies.
Right.
And then you're stuck in this situation where you're living with these people. Like, yes, you do want to be competitive, but you don't want to isolate yourself so much that if you have to do group challenges and you know they're coming, that you're going to just bring down the whole group.
I will have to say, though, and you're making a face over there, Cameron, there are a lot of group challenges this season. I feel like
it always starts with a lot of group challenges. Right.
There used to be like every episode. Well, I feel like in the past they've done group and then like a sewing challenge in between. This has been all acting group challenges.
I agree with the idea of you don't want to burn bridges, but I think with youth, because she's one of the younger ones, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again, not an excuse, but when you try to understand where somebody's coming from or the way they think, I think that she was also sheltered, I mean, in the sense of she probably didn't have many friends. She's a little awkward. She might be a beautiful drag queen as far as aesthetically, but I can't see her having a lot of friends.
But Pearl's in awkward her normal and she's life. Making like a...
But Pearl has comedy. She's funny. I'm sorry. She is that Daria funny.
Yeah.
Some people like that. They're drawn to that. I think Violet is just naturally abrasive.
And bitchy.
And always hiding behind some kind of, you know, wall.
Yeah.
Again, not an excuse. I could care less. She's cunty. She is.
I just feel like it's not, and I like to root for the underdog, but I feel like in this situation, it's not coming from a good place.
Yeah, right. I don't think it is either. But I'm saying the explanation is you have that youth, because you have some of the older ones that are bitchy too.
Yeah, but as we saw tonight, or last week in Untucked, Ginger, a lot of that bitchiness was justified. I wonder if we're going to see that later on, like maybe a story from Violet's past or, you know.
And touching on the Ginge
Violet
thing.
Violet doesn't even, like, work on it.
Maybe she was left at a bus stop when she was 3.
Oh, no. No, man.
Touching on the Ginger Minge thing, I think also from Untucked, and then you actually watched the entire episode tonight, I feel like they even edited her. In a brighter light.
Yes. Yeah,
When she ripped, she wasn't ripping one person. She was just making, like, cracks, like, oh, I hope you won't get taken down. You know what I mean? It wasn't anything directly aimed at
one person.
Or in a mean way. It was like, bitch, I don't want to lose because of you. That was truthful. I think they edited her. Her edit was better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they were editing her pretty bad before.
And now we get to this point, and now let's see if this continues. Let's see if it I want to bring out, I stand corrected, because we were trying to figure out how long Pearl was out of the workroom. I said 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Over an hour, she said.
Yeah. Over an hour. Yeah. That's a long time.
It's a long time to be gone.
She said almost 2 hours. But it's also like, I assume, because these challenges take place over periods of time. So when we see that first mini challenge, they reference it as like the day before. So it's like these shoots take so long that it's like, who knows if they're in the workroom for like 6 hours in a day and 1 hour is like nothing.
Right.
Right.
Well, that's what kind of Willem referred to when she was on the show about, you know, standing there forever and she finally had to puke.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Well, because you're...
She puked into an umbrella.
She made it clear that she skipped lunch and they were standing on the runway forever. Yeah. And... yeah, that was a funny moment. I like that. Can we talk about Ginger's dress from last week? How it was $5,000. I actually liked her dress from last week.
I liked it too.
It looks odd.
Worth $5,000.
But it didn't look for a big girl. It didn't flatter her size or her shape.
Her shape.
And again, because we saw the video and her emotions, she became more vulnerable. When she actually mentioned how much her dress was worth, I was like,
Yeah.
girl.
And I don't think we talked about
that. Doesn't make it look any better because it's worth $5,000.
Right. But we forgot to talk about Jaden's dress from last week. It was until I watched it and talked, I was like, oh yeah, that was a
shredded one.
And then Kasha even was like, maybe I should just grab some fabric and shred it up and tape it to a bra. Mm-hmm.
Kasha ripped.
She was a little bitter though.
A little bit.
You can tell.
She was a lot.
She had every right to be though, and because we talked about this before we came on air. It's annoying to see these girls come on here, just like again today with Violet was like, I don't want to do this acting challenge, and it's like, you came on RuPaul's Drag Race. What were you expecting to be doing?
That's exactly what I was going to say. I was going to say, you know, we were earlier when you were talking about Violet and stuff, and she's being bitchy because of this or that, and she just wants to do her own thing. You know what you're getting yourself into when you sign up for this, plain and simple. And the people, and even just being friendly with the girls, like, how many people who have not been friendly and worked with other people have won?
Right.
You know what I mean? If you're really watching and you're really wanting to do this, you know what you're getting yourself
into. But see, and this is a thing that I it could be dick in the soup again. I think that the way it's also a game is also how you play the game. I mentioned Katya. I think she's playing the game smart. She's by far the funniest one, I think.
Yeah.
But she's playing it when they're all together. She's not ripping. She's very quiet. Yeah. She's, you know, she keeps to herself. And I think, and a lot of people have mentioned that they actually enjoy her company, whereas Violet is more.
She does it in the confessional.
Yeah,
because we see
she
it.
Rips yeah. like we and see and but I think that Violet is maybe that's her personality, and that's all we're gonna get. And I think that they're not portraying you one way. I mean, they can cut, like you said, they cut Ginger a pretty great personality this episode. But sometimes, if you're not giving them that information,
they have to have the ammunition.
Yeah, they have to have it. So to make you either one way or the other. So I mean,
because I have no idea where I was going. Even before Ginger had her redemption arc or whatever, I still think that she was playing the game. I just didn't like her character. She was playing the game.
But now it's your opinion of her.
I'm not going to lean into her as much.
But I do.
On behalf of Ginger,
thank you. I think Kasha was justified in saying that, like, hey, why do I have to be in the bottom, I guess, if other people just don't want to be here?
Right, I agree.
Which I can understand it as a venting moment, but in a realistic sense, like, you bitching now and trying to take other people out in the back studio isn't going to change the fact that you're going to be lip syncing for your life.
Yeah. Well, the one comment that I didn't appreciate is when she said, well, Katya wrote all the funny stuff for her, and I was just, you know, I think that's, and no, she was like, no excuse, but I'm just like, that's an excuse. Yeah. So, I don't think she should have went home, but it's done. Whatever.
But now Candy Ho did actually go home.
And that's your show for the evening. Thank you for watching.
We were waiting for that.
Thank you.
So tonight was episode 6. I got it right.
Yes.
Yes.
It was called Hollywood Stories. And it was like kind of one of those take on True Hollywood Story from all the E series, which is a good twist. I have to admit, like, the writing for these stories are actually quite interesting.
They're really funny.
Yeah, they're really funny.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Based on the question that was asked when they all came in the workroom.
Okay.
Who would we sleep with? That's left.
Dick.
No, not the boys. Oh. Not the boys. Down drag queens.
Oh, no.
Is that just the one whose name is on his hat? You don't even know what that name is.
I'm going to pull a Max and do this.
she's too much of a lady to answer that question.
I'm not going to answer that question.
Nope.
If
you had to pick one.
Oh, jeez. I actually think Pearl is attractive as a dude.
Okay.
But,
I mean, you're really not going to sleep with her, so you can say.
Mine would be the Pearl or Katya, I guess, if I had to choose.
Jackie? If you had to sleep with a he-she, Shim?
Uh-oh. Hate mail. Can't say that.
I don't care.
You think about it. Cam, hit it.
Wait. Max as a boy, Pearl as a girl.
Oh,
I love that.
You're doing that
Max
menage
as a
trois.
Wait, what'd you say?
Lesbian bisexual
Max
thing.
Max in boy form, but Pearl in girl form.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Michelle Visage.
Yes.
I didn't know that was... No, it was out of the drag queens. You have to pick one.
Pearl. No, Kenny knows that none of them are my type.
And you know that none of them are my type.
But just pick one. You have to pick one.
I don't like this question, Mark.
It's like if you were stranded on an island with these drag queens and had to sleep with one of them to save your life.
I would swim out to the shark and then have that eat me.
Aww, like Katya. Just like Katya.
All right, this is taking too long. Let's move on. Boom, okay, yeah, okay.
All right.
And yours?
Oh, I have to answer it too.
Yes.
I asked the question. I'll answer. I will say.
Quickly.
I'll go.
Time's up. Come on.
I think Miss Fame is a cute boy.
Miss Fame is a cute boy.
That list I think Miss Fame gets is a cute
boy. But see, my husband's German, so I like accents, and a lisp to me is really cute. So
that's an accent.
It's not an accent, but it's cute.
Okay.
Yeah, it's endearing.
Moving on. So.
There you have it. I had to ask.
Okay, so.
His name was Dick.
So. I asked the question in the screening room
for the mini challenge.
Rue brought out the pit extended pit crew, who they used to be the Scruff pit crew, but I guess Scruff right. isn't a sponsor anymore.
Probably couldn't afford it either.
So who would you pick out of the pit crew?
I couldn't read the one that I thought was cute. I couldn't read his name.
Okay, mine was BJ. I like BJ.
That was my second choice. Mine's far right Dick.
And who is Miles? He's the original.
Well, good thing with a hat on.
Jackie?
I couldn't read the name on the hat.
Yeah, I forgot. What is the one?
When you said it, I looked, and then I couldn't
read
the
name. I even asked, do we need to go back and rewatch that?
Can we rewind?
No. Anyway, so the mini challenge. The first time I watched this. I watched this episode twice, and I really didn't understand how the mini challenge even came to be. But it was kind of like poker.
Yeah.
A game of poker. And then I didn't get the whole inch thing, and. Anyway, they were pulling numbers out of their underwear, and that was...
Ginger was the only one, though, who, like, actually, stopped right. before she got a monster, right?
Yeah, three of them got monsters right away.
Well, a lot of them got monsters right away.
And a couple of them got it, like, second or third, yeah. So she was the one that lasted.
This is one mini challenge that I appreciate, because you can't rig this one.
Right,
whereas
exactly.
Rue can say, okay, yeah, I want you and you.
Yeah, exactly.
Ginger Minge won the mini challenge.
We're on the same page.
Fair and square, and the prize was to pick her team. She got to, not only did she get to pick her team, she picked the other two teams,
yeah. mm-hmm.
which is strategy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big time strategy.
Yeah.
And I think she made the right choices.
Yeah.
Well, she put people together, and we've seen this happen on the show all the time, where it's like she put people together that she knew particularly did not get along or
right.
weren't good, you know?
Yeah.
Pearl like putting, fame. And like putting Max with two people who weren't doing well.
Yeah.
Although, I must say, like, I'm trying so hard to be Team Max because I do like her at certain moments where she does.
But she will sleep with him.
I will sleep with him. Hey, you don't have to like
him. Hey, I know.
I agree 100%.
What? You don't have to like a person to sleep with them?
No.
No.
It's more fun when you don't.
What?
Did I say that?
I'm gonna do this.
I went to Easter Mass. You see my halo?
I know. I thought, who out of this crowd would I hate sex with? But there are little things like there are little things that Max does that I'm just like, oh, it shows like a little dent in her character, and I want her to be. I guess yeah. I want her to be
like what?
Like I was just like, give me a example.
Like in this episode when Max points out that she's like, oh, well, I got Violet and Candy who I don't want to be with or haven't been doing well. And it's like, in other challenges, you use that to, you right. still
well,
use
no.
it to
no,
she
advantage.
Made a comment about how they've done poorly, but she's going to whip them into shit.
Yes, that's yeah. what she I got from that.
True.
Yeah, yeah.
She no, that's that. True.
So your comment is null and void.
So she's
it
still
is.
Sleeping with
no,
him.
It is.
But she, I'm a very Team Fame, Team Max, sorry. I didn't think she was that spectacular. But I did appreciate that she put some thought that it was
Michelle's
version.
Yeah,
and that's what made me appreciate her performance even
yeah.
more.
I appreciate
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
It might not have read well to them, but at least Ross pointed out this was what she was going for, you know.
By the way, I'm Team Ross Matthews all the way for this episode.
He is hilarious.
And you know
what?
Thank you.
You know what? I think when you have, when they're doing those, like, acting or video challenges and Rue and Michelle are sitting there, they get so intimidated that it almost works them up.
Yeah.
Whereas aside from Miss Fame, everybody, even if they messed up in these situations, seemed to be doing okay because Ross is a little bit more forgiving when it happens.
I think it also could be the when Rue and Michelle did the directing, that was early on. So I think those could be nervous. I think by now they're more settled. They're more like now. Pearl is more comfortable with giving performances now.
Yeah. But you and don't I think it shows. That even completely. If it was like a challenge later on, and it was just Rue and Michelle, that would make them nervous. Because Ross is kinder to them.
I think I see what you're saying, but I think the longer the competition goes, I think the more because Snatch Game is next week and Rue is the host, so I mean they're gonna have to perform. Right. Yeah. And I don't think haven't really seen a whole lot of people bomb on Snatch Game unless they're completely boring.
Right.
You know, so.
Jackie, your point's valid.
It's valid, thanks. But.
One valid point today.
If you're team Jackie, make your comment. We're going to be like.
You didn't even have a buildup.
I know. So I think the actual challenge, I think Ross brought out. Again, we only get to see snippets.
Right.
And, you know. I have to point out, we've talked about this earlier with Miss Fame, is like, at what point do you stop and realize that you're rambling on and on?
Yeah.
When Ross goes, I feel like I'm dating you.
Yeah.
That was great.
She was monologuing. Like, it was turning into, I was like, oh, this is a play, and this is a very weird monologue.
But do you think that is intentional to bring attention to herself?
I think it was part of the nerves.
Yeah, I think that's her personality. It's like we saw with the chicken thing where it's like you give her one subject and she just goes on and on and on and on and on. And I think when she feels uncomfortable, she just starts like spinning all over herself.
So this is a lesson. Don't talk to chickens.
She did that in Untucked, too, when she, like,
started crying. She kept going.
Right. She kept going, and she was like, I feel so weird, and, like, running in the corner or whatever.
She's that person when you're at a party, everyone, like, avoids because, like, oh, she's going to start talking.
But at least she's not Debbie Downer.
No, she's not. No. She's definitely not. But she has a charm to her.
Yeah.
I'm developing a little.
She was a little bitter.
Yeah, she was.
I was saying to you earlier, too, with Fame. Because I didn't know anything about any of them prior to this. Jasmine, like I said, was the only person that I actually knew. I looking at pictures of her, I just thought she was so much older.
Yes.
See, than she is,
and she's not that young.
She's 29.
So, I mean, she is young compared to me. but she just came across in photos to me. I thought she was just going to be, I really thought she was going to be someone probably my age. 25, 26. Okay. More. I don't know. Not that she's not put together because she is visually put together. I don't know. It's kind of throwing me that she's so kind of. And even on the runway, she was being so kooky today.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, I'm really confused. And it's not what she's doing. It's just me because I had this image of how I thought she was going
to. Well, see, I thought the opposite because the first episode, I just thought the. Maturity level was very low, so I thought she was like 20, 21.
Looks so gorgeous and polished that she looks like an older queen, and then you see her like personality come through, and you're like, oh, it's like what we said last episode, where it's like she's this gorgeous person with this like quirky personality.
Well, and I think too, when you say Miss Fame, it connotates this. Prim, you know what I mean? So I get that's probably why she started the way that she did.
Yeah.
To live up to this name. Because you do kind of, you live up to the name that you've got. And I feel like that's kind of what you think. But now it's becoming, she's a little, and she is kooky. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. But it's funny to me because it's kind of throwing me. Because I'm like, okay, I don't really know how to take her. But I like her. I'm liking her more.
She's definitely growing on me as well.
Yeah, I was just bothered.
I'm
not going to hate on her, but I did feel that when she started coming for Pearl, because she was the first one to be compassionate.
No one goes for Pearl
because Pearl crashed. She completely melted down. But she was the first one to go out and be compassionate towards Pearl.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
But then turned around this episode, and she was like, I'm so tired. She just wants to give up, and I'm trying so hard.
You know what? And I wrote down the order that we see now with... After the run, when Kasha's leaving, and then they all come back to the workroom, but in between that, they have this moment in Untucked backstage before all that happens. Mm-hmm. So you're going from elimination to Untucked, back to, you're going from critique, Untucked, elimination, back to the workroom right after elimination, and then and it seems like all is well with that by the end of Untucked, and then we go back into the workroom at the very beginning of this episode, and now there's more drama, there's more tension, and again, that could be dick in the soup, but it seemed as though all was right. You know, we're all fine, you know, everything is good, and then they start, you know, going for each other.
I wonder, though, if by the time they get to the workroom, it's like, when we talk to Willem and you learn, like, the actual amount of time of filming they're doing and the repeated filming, it's like, by the time they get to the workroom and they're like, okay, keep going, you're like, okay, no, I'm done. I'm done for today.
I'm glad you pointed that out.
I'm just saying, I mean, you were out there trying to help her, and all of a sudden now you're trying to tear her down. You can.
But that was the same with Ginger Minge, when she was like, oh, I want Kennedy to do so well, and then next thing you know, she was like, well, I need to stop helping these people, because I wrote her a thing, and she won the... So, I mean, I'm a flip-flopper, so I'm okay with it. I could like you 1 second and then think you're a cunt.
I feel like we've all kind of flip-flopped on a couple... You know what I mean? Like,
well,
I was...
And that's why, Cameron, you flip-flopped before.
Yeah. I'm waiting.
Oh, I don't need to give you an example.
You should.
Only because I can't think of one right now. So, all right, moving on. So, my favorite line was Ginger Minge as Danny DeVito, as Tony Soprano, as the Fonz, playing Michelle Visage.
Yes.
Katya is my favorite. I love you. I want her.
And you know what's funny is, like, where... She didn't particularly sound like Michelle Visage. It worked for what it was.
I think so.
Whereas, unfortunately, even though like Max had a vision, it didn't necessarily work.
Well, I wonder if they were given a task. Two things I wonder about this challenge: if they actually had to be them, voice, look, and everything. The second thing I wanted to know was that in the beginning, before they even went to rehearsal, it seemed like Pearl's team coming up with different ideas, but I thought that everything was scripted.
Well, because the whole, I think they thought of the little mini. Because
she was like
with the
scissoring
that they had to come up with. Like,
I think so too. I think I totally think. I think that,
so. That
I think
part was improvised.
The lines were written, and then it probably said improvise a scenario here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because that's what she was saying, scissoring and stuff, all that stuff there. I think that's what it was.
There you go. So we're gonna skip to the runway.
She did get pretty close to scissoring. Oh, actually,
I'm lying. We're gonna skip after when they get back into the elimination day, when they're getting ready to go on stage for elimination day.
Mm-hmm.
And now we come to our sob story of the week, which was Jane Dior.
Yes,
we've had this conversation before.
Yes, we have.
And I can relate. I think for African Americans, black, whatever you want to call us, just not the N-word, I think that it's much harder for my community to express themselves with their families. I'm not saying that it's not hard for white people or other ethnicities, but I think it is a little bit tougher. I think culturally there's a difference.
Absolutely.
I
think what do you think with like Hispanic culture? It's hard too. Because
I made the comment last year that black and Hispanic cultures are harder to come out to than other cultures.
Yeah. I would agree.
That's my opinion.
I apologize.
As being
don't
neither,
apologize.
I would agree with
that. Well, I'm just saying because in this very episode, you had the juxtaposition between Katya, who was like, oh, everything was great. I came out. I'm doing drag. Whatever. And then Jane was like, well, they don't even know I'm doing, you know, they don't even know I'm gay. It's never talked about. And I can relate to that. And hopefully, they know now because if they're watching the show, then, you know, it is what it is. But I think, and I'm a firm believer that seeing that could possibly help others
absolutely.
In the long run. And I think that's a good thing. Now, the way it was presented, I think it was, again, it's random, but I think that kind of conversation does... I'm flip-flopping again, because I think that conversation does come up when you're just putting on makeup, which, we're going to do this week, too. Mark's tip of the week.
Well, it wasn't really a tip. You guys were all asking why.
I asked Mark what the purple gook was that they were putting on their eyebrows, and Mark said...
It's glue, but it comes out purple, and then you know it's dry when it's not purple anymore.
And I never knew that, so the more you know.
It's kind of like Elmer's
glue. Okay, so real quick, do you guys do you guys have any... As gay men... Well, am I outing you?
As a gay man, I...
Queer.
No, I was just being funny.
What was the question?
Do you think there's a cultural divide between certain cultures, ethnicities?
Yeah. Well, and I think...
As far as coming out...
I mean, my mother's quite religious. I mean, she goes... Not, like, annoyingly religious, but she goes to church every Sunday. I was an altar boy. I grew up Catholic.
Oh, you poor soul.
I know. But I did go to Easter Mass. I did really go. I was taking pictures in church. That was me. But it made my mom happy. But, so she had a hard time. She didn't, I mean, she told me she loved me. She just said, I've always believed that meant you were damned to hell, so I'm going to have to... You know, work like on this. Work, and she did. And she's come a long way. And she loves my husband. And she's very supportive of Lorraine and everything that I've done. So, but it is, I think, and I think because African American and Hispanic people are very, tend to be very religious, I think that, not that white people aren't either, but I think it's just more part of their culture as well. And that's where that problem lies. And this hair. Okay. It's all better now.
I think Kenny's issue is more geographical. It's where you come from. The South is a little bit, I mean, whether it's cultural, is there a culture to the South? I think there is. I mean, I'm from Hawaii. You're either in the closet or you're a flaming queen.
Why did you look at me when you said that?
There's no in between.
Rude.
So, I mean, I don't know if it's a black Hispanic thing, but hey, it could be.
Make your comments.
I'm not going to diminish anybody's plight. Or struggle, because the struggle is real.
Right.
I'm just not going to make anybody else's stronger than the other.
Jackie, when you came out as straight, how did your mom take it?
That's actually a funny story, because for a long time my dad did not think I was straight, and he's like, you know, if you're gay, it's okay with me, and I was like, I know, it's cool, but I'm not.
Did a part of you wanted to be like, yeah, I am kind of gay? Just to see what he would say.
My dad, it's interesting because he's from Chicago. So
he's also military.
Yeah, I was going to say, background. You're going to know. She's a military.
He's military and he comes from Chicago. So he comes from this very like old school kind of background.
Yeah.
But he has met all kinds of different people in his life. And he has a friend who came out as gay later in life. And it's like because he was surrounded by different types of people, ended up being more open-minded.
Well, and I think it helps, too, for those people that are watching and that see that, it helps to know somebody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, when it touches
home... There's a level of trust.
Then you start to go, well, but I know that person, and they're not weird, and they're not a freak, and they're not... You know what I mean? Whatever those words are.
Perfect example. You watched The Good Wife. It was a part of the last night's episode,
which was
amazing because, real quick, conservative, I don't know if he's a lawyer, he's a millionaire, whatever. He's having this mock trial, and he's trying to suppress or diminish gay marriage.
Okay.
And
well, under the guise of what's going on in America right now,
right,
with the Religious Freedom Act.
Yes. However, he has a gay nephew who he loves very much, and it was just that... You know, and the smart lawyer, Christine Baranski, brought in, for that mock trial, his nephew to be the plaintiff.
Yeah.
And it changed his perspective, because it's different when you have someone that you don't know.
You got a face to look at.
Exactly. Yep. So...
Yes.
Absolutely.
It's very true.
Special topic for today. I love The Good Wife, too.
Welcome to RuPaul Drag Race and After Show Rant.
Good Wife.
Kenny and I used to work with this guy who was very,
Do I still work with him?
Ed.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
Where he had not encountered a lot of gay people.
And then he met me.
And then he met Kenny.
No, seriously.
And then he made friends with a lot of Kenny's friends. Yeah.
They're not happy with your black
people. Let me have it. Let's go. Make a comment down there.
What are they saying?
I mean, they're
saying it's not just a black Hispanic thing. It's a multicultural thing.
This is not what I'm saying, but I'm saying from my experience, the majority of people that I know have had the bigger struggle. The struggle is real.
It's life
black.
In general. Your perspective comes from your relativity.
And to be perfectly honest, I still know people that I went to high school with who were clearly gay, but are married with kids.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I know you are. Not that I, you know, mess around with them, but I mean, it's knowing what I know of these people that are black and they are married with kids and still living in the South,
mm-hmm.
I know. No, I'm actually doing this because I'm digging a deeper hole.
Aside from that, Cam had something to say where he was talking about location, where it's like, for us, we live in an area where it doesn't matter, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Although, I mean, we have Prop 8 that
didn't pass.
The problem was that was for all of California voting, and all of California, is not as like liberal as Los Angeles.
But I have to. I was just going to say there are parts of California that are very liberal and they're very progressive.
Yeah,
but
like San Francisco, San Diego.
But aren't those are the like highly populated areas?
Orange County is highly populated and very Republican.
Yeah.
And I just think it helps when you have, it's like you have a show like RuPaul's Drag Race where you're in a community like this where everyone is supposed to be loving and accepting of each other and you're kind of around your own people, but then it is important to point out that people still have this struggle. It's still happening.
But we also have pointed out that even within this circle, I mean, you have bears, you have twinks, and you have all these different subcultures within the whole who necessarily don't get along.
That's very true. Yeah.
You know, for the longest time, gays and lesbians didn't get along.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm not allowed to say tranny because tranny that community is like trying to.
Pink Dolphins is typing right now. She is ready. She is.
Tell me what she's saying.
No, I'm just kidding.
It's fine. You know, and I got ripped for saying tranny last week, which I'm okay with that.
She just said it twice.
Tranny.
No, I mean, we had this discussion. Again,
By the way,
that America is hypersensitive.
I want to...
Super
Mark knows where
whatever I was on last week, he's on it.
Well, I know. But I wonder if you guys have figured out that Gmail... Gmail. She's saying she had already done heard. Wait. She already had heard, which I think that's a message to all everybody watching. Yeah. It's been on for 5.5 seasons. Why take it off now? It's already been said.
Right.
So there you go. All right.
Where are we?
We're going on to the runway.
Metamorphosize?
Oh my gosh.
Kennedy.
She's lucky she was in Ginger's group.
Yeah.
She's between the runway and what she did. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
she's lucky.
Her lip sync was so off. Like,
yeah. What are we talking about?
Which is weird because they were actually speaking. So I'm like, what were you saying?
Where they talked over.
Oh, what they were saying. Yeah. I want to back up. What do you guys think of RuPaul's dress?
Oh, no. Fans don't hate us, but she...
No, hate us, please.
Well, let's start with what we liked. Her hair.
Was amazing.
Yeah. Her hair, her makeup, her earrings.
Makeup was better.
What did Jackie say? Go ahead and quote yourself.
I liked her from the neck up.
There you go.
Yeah.
I think that's a fair assessment.
I think the dress looked... Cheap. Like the 99-cent store. Sorry. It's your challenge.
Sorry.
Yeah. It looked like tinsel.
Yeah.
She scrumpled up some cellophane and...
Maybe in person it looks completely
great. It did not translate on camera.
The runway looked like a tint of green, but when she was sitting down, it was almost like grayish silver.
I saw that too.
Yeah. So then I was a little more intrigued by it, but...
Yeah. So the judges, they brought back Merrill Ginsburg. Is it Ginsburg?
Ginsburg,
yeah. Who was the main judge on seasons one and two. And then Michelle took over after that. And then Ross, who was everything. And then Ariana Grande, who I call her My Little Pony. It's something about her, she's like a little mousy and just kind of like.
Until she changes her hairstyle, we're always going to think she's 16 years old, even though she's like 23.
Yeah. She's probably like 40, but you know.
Yeah, welcome to Hollywood.
Favorite runway look.
Katya was my favorite.
For concept, I think Katya was my favorite.
I think Violet was great.
Violet looked amazing.
And I liked Fame too.
I like Fame, but we got to talk about Violet's. Jesus fucking Christ.
That was amazing.
Well, and she had that for however long, and she didn't throw up.
Well, she probably didn't eat.
She probably didn't eat
for 2 days. I mean, her waist was that big,
and she was walking well with it. If I was cinched that tight, I would be walking like I had hemorrhoids. Like she, She walked well with having her wings cinched that day.
And she looked good. I thought her hair looked good. I thought everything
it worked.
Aesthetically looked good.
Speaking of walk, she used it to her advantage this week. Pearl.
Yes!
Yeah. I like, and she's coming alive, but I think she's Ross said it. I think she's definitely coming alive. Yeah. I have to personally, I think we all agree Katya was the best concept. Mm-hmm. I actually liked, aside from the length of the dress, I like Max's look.
Yeah, the dress needed to be longer. I agree 100%.
But I think that the heart in the box, I think that was a great concept, and the bleeding.
Yeah.
I wish there was a hole in her dress to fulfill that concept.
And do we think she should have to change her wig?
No.
I would like to see it, just to see what she looks like.
Have you seen her audition?
No.
I don't know if it's her audition video. She did a video. Have you seen this of hers? I watched. Somebody actually tweeted it to me, because I had said something about her. You should watch it, because it's...
She look good?
It's amazing. See? And she, different wigs. She's doing, like, the. I think it's her audition video. She does all of her different looks, and she's in this, like, garden. Mm-hmm. Different hair. It's pretty...
But in all fairness to Michelle doesn't get to see all that. Well, maybe she can now, but like in the actual, because she's mentioned it before. She's called in and said, you know, I only get to see runway or whatever I'm doing at the time. So I don't mind the gray wigs. I think it works for her.
And if that's her thing, I agree with what Ross said.
Yeah, I want to see her with a different color, but I understand that. Because when you watch her do the challenges, she's super calculated. She thinks about everything she does. So I think that she's thinking down the road. She's branding herself.
Yeah.
So rock on with that.
Now,
I do see, though, like Michelle's point, that this is... You're here to, like, push your boundaries and be challenged. And she's asking for, like, a challenge for Max to look... To look Max-like just with a different color wig, which she wouldn't have to do anywhere else. Like, she could still use that brand
elsewhere.
Well,
do you think that look, this particular runway, would have been any different if she had red hair on?
No. Exactly. And I think if she, when Michelle said that, I can imagine her with jet black hair.
Yeah.
With that white face
and
the white dress. Yeah. I thought it would have worked just as well. But I think if I were a judge, if I were Michelle, I wouldn't approach it as I want to see something different. I would ask, do you have a different color wig? If so, I would like to see something different.
Yeah.
I think the way it's presented to them, because it was the same with De La Creme last season. Yeah. Do you have
Bianca
different
in her silhouette?
Yeah, everybody. I mean, it's just, and you have to wonder, they're only bringing whatever they pack. It's not like they can go to the store and, you know, go buy something.
Right.
You know, if that's all she, now it would
she
be different.
She does have wigs because they showed her spray painting it.
Right. Yeah. And I would. It would be a different story if she wore the same wig every week, but this wig was different.
Yeah,
she has worn the same wig a couple of times in a row, but I think if it were the same wig every week, then I would have a problem.
Right.
But I actually
big
liked her
problem.
Look. I liked her look. Who was the worst on the
Jaden
runway?
Jaden and Candy.
Candy.
Why?
Jaden for sure.
I didn't think Jaden's was that bad, but Candy's was just... It didn't match the challenge.
Jaden was good from the neck up. Because she had, like, barbed wire.
Yeah.
Like, she was trying to escape the prison. But, again, just her outfit looked
she
like...
She looked like Jiggly Caliente.
Ooh.
That is the first thing I
that's
got.
That's an insult.
Jiggly Caliente from that first challenge where she had the...
She had 800 different...
She just took some saran wrap and said, fuck it.
Yes. She was like a ball
Jaden,
of saran wrap.
Jaden, it was not that bad.
Okay, so the first time I saw it, I didn't get prison at all. I got zombie.
I got a little prison zombie is kind of what I was
thinking. I didn't get the prison until I watched it tonight.
But Candy? I mean, was other than fangs? And then what is that?
I got the she should have had blood coming from her.
Or she should have had marks here. Like
to signal that she was bitten.
And she shouldn't have the fangs. The fang, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
Or it's like in some way just to, because I couldn't tell that she had fangs until the camera really zeroed in. So maybe people sitting in the audience.
And Merle even said, it's been done. It's like the drag queen that pulls out a dildo in a performance. I'm like, really? Again?
Who does that?
It just always.
Are you talking from personal experience?
No.
Oh, okay.
I'm never curious. Been on a dildo on stage with Miranda.
God, we've gotten religion and dildos all in one episode.
After
we are on a roll.
We're on a roll.
Like Kenny said, it's an African American Latino struggle.
I like that spinoff.
We got it all here. We got you all covered, guys.
What about Kennedy? We didn't talk about. That
Kennedy
cap.
Fried chicken.
How was it? What was it? What did like she say? How did
she said she
it?
Went. She was hooking at one point, and she morphized into, and then crystallized into this. I don't know what the fuck that
and
was.
It was a Merle. She's like,
but then she was going to become glamorous after. I did not follow.
So here's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, okay. Let us have
this
it.
This is kind of based on what I had discussed before. So, okay, I get that the chat... So...
Get it out, Mark. Let's go.
I don't even know what I'm going
to
write.
We're trying to keep this under an hour. Let's go.
Right here. I'm just drawing. If the is are you being eliminated for the challenge, or are you being eliminated for the runway?
Okay, I think...
And if you're being eliminated for... the runway, or like if that's a factor into it, then why? Okay, because it's RuPaul's show, and I get and that's all the comments that I get is that, well, it's RuPaul's show, she can do whatever she wants.
And stop being a bitter queen.
That's fine, she can do her show the way she wants, but I can also voice my opinion as much as I want.
Well, let's get to that. Show me up.
But I'm saying is, can't she say, okay, Ginger, your team wins, but Katya, you get the win for the thing, and you know what? Kennedy, you, because the team won, kudos to you, but you're not safe because this is horrible.
Wow.
This is not even anything near what you're, this is, I mean, you basically have an outfit and tried to make it fit the challenge. You mm-hmm. didn't try to do an outfit that based on the challenge.
Mark, no offense, but I'm trying not to do resting bitch face with you right now. But I have to say that, okay, so we saw, and we should make a comment about the Sasha Bell thing, because that was an issue online with her dress in a previous episode that she was told not to wear and blah, blah, blah.
Sorry.
But what happened? That, okay.
I had the wrong person.
Yeah, he had the wrong person. But that was the one critique of the show that I had early on, and I have already accepted the fact that it is Ru's show. She's going to do, it could be a group challenge, and I think the larger the group is, the harder to say, okay, all of you are safe.
Yeah.
But even though you completely sucked.
But I get that, and I'm not saying she should, I'm just saying, when she had the double elimination that season,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I was all about that, because I thought they both should have gone home, so I was very team that, but I'm just saying, like, I wish she would make more decisions like that. I wish she would go in the workroom if she had a problem with Pearl, been like, you know what? I don't think you're stepping it up. And I get that it's in the middle of the day, but I don't even want to give you a chance. Go home now. Like, I would love for her to do something like that.
Like, absolutely. Shock us.
Maybe for season 8.
There you go.
But I just only think, if you pay know
you want consistency. I get
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
But I mean, again, it's her show, and I'm okay with saying I like when a group wins as a whole, even though there was one weak link. If they all win, then great. They all get to be saved. I totally agree with you. Yeah. I see where you're coming from. Yeah. But for this challenge, I like the fact that they played as a group, they won as a group, and they're all safe.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm glad that Katya won. It makes less sense when you have like a big group of like 5, and then you have some real people faltering. But when you have a group of 3, it's like.
But because I mean, we've recognized that they know. Ru knows going in who she wants closer towards the end.
Right.
I mean, Sasha Bell was in the winning group, but yeah, she still went home that episode.
Right.
And
exactly.
I've grown to understand to like that decision, although I wasn't. I'm not 100% with that, because I think if you're a part of the group should win.
You don't fucks with that,
huh?
No.
So
he don't.
To an extent, I do agree with you. There should be consistency.
Yeah,
but you know, if you're gonna do it for one, yes, you should do it at all. But you know, it's Ru's show; she can do whatever she wants. But. Is that all from the runway? I actually liked Miss Fame. I liked her concept.
I did, too. Yeah. I really liked it.
Again,
she really, I don't think, could hear under that wig.
Well, she heard the question.
She didn't get the head joke.
She didn't get the joke. And this is what I'm not understanding. You've been given this joke once before. Like, catch on. Like, you know.
But it lends to that goofy, she's on a farm, girl.
Yeah. I think she's just...
The chickens don't talk back.
Or they do. We just don't hear them.
Yeah.
Anything else from the runway?
I just want to say one more time, I loved Katya.
The fact that she couldn't walk with that shark on her back.
I loved that.
It was well thought out.
It was well
fun. But that's just, and that goes to show you, I mean, and not putting down Ginger's dress because I actually did like it, but it's like, you don't have to spend $5,000. She didn't spend $5,000 on that. She was creative. She put some thought behind it. Yeah. She made, you know, I'm sure she didn't have that in her repertoire of outfits before she got that list of
what to bring.
Where'd she get that shark from? You know what I mean? So she put some thought into it. And I got a kudos to that.
She got it from Sharknado.
Again, the actual movie. It was the execution.
The problem with Ginger's outfit for me, I didn't like the dress with the bear. I think this would have been perfect for a big girl to wear a bodysuit with the bear.
She was being furry. Like she was really easy.
Because I didn't like the dress. I thought the... Well, yeah.
She was a furry. I don't actually don't even remember the dress. I just remember the bear.
Yeah, it was an actual dress.
Oh, was it?
I didn't really care for it. And I, you know, Jaden, I'm kind of anti-big girl wearing a bodysuit.
Wait, you just said you wanted to...
Flip-flop. That's what I know.
I mean, that was within seconds. I'm just
That is, I'm
I'm sticking to it.
That's my flip-flop, and I'm sticking to it.
At least she's consistent.
Big girl, don't wear a bodysuit, but Ginger Man should have worn a bodysuit.
It's okay, you're just like Michelle Visage.
I was literally just sitting there going, wait, did he just say what
I need to say? This is my damn mouth. I'll say whatever I want. Oh, okay, so let's get to the, we got to wrap it up, but Merle's story, I thought the writing was great.
Do you think Michelle was really not liking Merle sitting next to her?
I honestly, this is my, I believe that Michelle was always geared to be on the show, but she had to move from the East Coast to the West Coast, and it was just a time, because Michelle has a child. So I think there was planning involved, and I think that Rue always wanted her, because they've been working together for years. So I don't think there was any big what to do behind the scenes, and it's just, you know, she was smart enough to make some kind of play out.
Yeah, then I think there's just been all this speculation. I'm glad that you can make fun of it now.
Right.
I like the challenge. I thought it was well written. I think the Ross and Michelle thing was real. Michelle Merle thing was just played a little just yeah. And it reminded me, and I'm gonna say it again. I'm having that Dobby moment where it's like. Which is Ross, you know, he spoke his mind, and I appreciated that.
I appreciate it, and I agree with them 100%.
I told you, I'm team Ross all the way.
Well, welcome to my club. I loved in Michelle's video, her, like, before video for the story, that it was a framed picture of her boobs over the
phone. Yes, exactly. Yeah, I love that,
Well, that's
too.
What she's known for. I think team Merle's story was the best.
It definitely was. Yeah. I mean, but that's because Ginger and Katya were so funny together.
Yeah.
And the use of the boobs for Ginger and Pearl playing each of them as Michelle Visage with their breastplates, it was hilarious.
No, the first time I watched it, I died when Merle was like, and we got it all on surveillance video, and you got Katya upside down as a table.
That was just brilliant. It was brilliant.
I lost it. I thought it was the best thing out of everything that I saw, because there was a lot of shit going on, but that was by far the funniest.
The other stuff seemed very contrived.
Yeah.
All the other, you know, stuff. That one actually put some thought.
That image just stood out for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. I like Rue's, her story as a whole, because it was the funniest, I guess.
Yeah.
We had so many random lines. Like, what are these lines?
It just didn't go. But and then the fight kind of makeout session at the end. I mean,
Scissor Sisters.
Yeah. It went on for too long. Yeah. I think.
Anywho, so we had
Candy Hill and Jaden.
Yeah. They and for the longest I couldn't get that song out of my head. Now it's back.
I will say though that like I felt that lip sync was even. I did feel it was even.
No.
No,
I have to disagree with you again. I think that big girl turned it out.
Hell yeah! And those weren't even her dance.
No,
I do have to say though, like she, you could tell she was having a hard time walking towards the end of this. And
who, Jaden?
And she kept her shoes on, and she was like doing these moves with these shoes, and I was like, she can barely stand in those shoes, and she's like turning it out.
The first thing I thought when the song first started. two things that stuck out was her taking Candy Ho taking off her clothes. That was number one that I didn't like. Number two is in her confessional, she's like, "Oh, she can't out lip sync me," and I was just like, "No, oh, she
set up. Is going
turned yeah. it." Yeah.
Well,
out.
And I was gonna comment too because you were talking about earlier that what were you saying about
Ariana Grande?
No, when you were saying how at the beginning of the episode you always could figure out.
Oh, yeah.
But Candy did say, oh, I took out all those old queens.
Yeah.
You know, I think she just puts me in there to win. But I thought that was kind of our foreshadowing.
But I thought, because I was actually talking about Miss Fame going for Pearl. And right. I think that was setting up them being in the same group again. Right. And, absolutely. You know, absolutely. Blah, blah, blah.
I just felt that Jaden's choreography on the fly, we're not stayed theme with female. There's a thing about choreography when queens do really masculine moves, and,
yeah.
and Candy Ho repeatedly has done that a couple times.
I agree, 100%.
Like, it's give Ariana me an example. Grande.
It's not hip hop.
Well, like when she was doing
Pound Forward.
Yeah, she.
Jaden stayed 100%. Feminine, and I liked it.
I agree.
Theme wise, that's why I thought that Candy Ho did better than Kasha Davis because Kasha Davis was.
I am gonna your friend this
we agree. I actually was thinking the exact same thing. I don't like when. Because I get, like...
don't butch it up.
Right.
You're in
exactly.
drag, girl.
You're in drag.
I just... And don't take this the wrong way. I just saw a big person flailing like small arms around, which was great for me. I enjoyed it. I thought it was amazing.
She was rocking.
I feel like rocking. Yeah.
I feel like Candy was trying
too hard.
Mm-hmm. Whereas Jaden was just being Jaden, and she was nailing the song, and she was doing what she
does. And I can see where a lot of people maybe thought Candy, or it was even. But I think as far as Candy going home, I think we all agree that body of work,
well,
plus the fact that she's been in the bottom three times.
The thing right. What was interesting this week is I don't feel like Candy necessarily was the worst performer this week. But if you look at all of what she's been doing, it's like, okay, yes.
You don't think she was the worst?
Mistake number one, you can see her black hair underneath that wig.
Yeah.
Number two, she didn't capture RuPaul at all. Because she's Puerto Rican, we talk about like a lot of the Latin queens, they have this barrier. I don't think that had anything to do with her performance.
So
I think she just fell off completely.
Yeah.
And I think the beard, it came back. Yeah, it was just...
Why?
I think
who do you think would have been worse? Who, other than her?
Not...
You're talking about the challenge, right?
We're talking about the actual Kennedy.
Kennedy
was bad. But again,
I think Kennedy was really bad.
Yeah. Well, I said that too. I think she got lucky.
Yeah. But, yeah, again,
she got tanned by Katya.
Because I don't
Ginger.
Think it's fair to just say, oh, because you're dressed close enough to Rue, that makes you Rue.
Right.
Like, but I felt that there was a lot of faltering there.
I have to...
And I will say that... I'm sorry.
No, go.
But
go,
I will say that when Candy Ho, when she... This is like a professional theater thing. When she didn't understand her lines or didn't get it, she goes, "Can I have my line, please?" and just would go on. And it's like she was messing up. She didn't let it like get to her.
But yeah. I think in the final product, I can see why Kennedy stayed and why Candy Ho left.
Because, final product, absolutely.
Yeah, because I didn't see any flaws in her performance. It was like not.
I think they just went off runway, so I'm good.
Yeah. And I have to agree. I mean, Kennedy's look wasn't that great.
No,
but
it was not.
I cannot wait to hear what Raven and... yeah, Raven.
And
I can't
Raja.
Wait. Yeah, I can't wait for that.
Yeah.
All right, so that was tonight's episode.
Yes. I don't have
nutshell.
Any shout-outs.
Oh, I was just
going to
say.
I'm sorry. I wasn't feeling good, so I didn't get to really check them out, but I'll do it next
Did we
week.
Want to... I've been seeing a lot about that.
What?
Oh. We think Trixie's coming back.
Trixie,
you know what? Here's real quick.
Real
I think
quick. Sorry,
I think
Jonathan.
I think Trixie. I think there's going to be a challenge where the old queens come back as a whole to help out with a challenge, not to be contestants. Maybe that, like, you know, what show? Apprentice does that. They bring back eliminated people to help out
with them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that could be. I've been thinking about this for a while, so I think that could be.
I've just been seeing a lot of talk about it on
we
Facebook
were told, though, that she went home because she was, A, going to impersonate Rue in the Snatch Game, and B, her last name, Mattel, there's like...
Might be a copyright
problem.
Trademark. But whatever.
I predict Kennedy Davenport and
trademark.
Fame in the bottom next week.
Next week is Snatch Game. So, based on knowing that it's
Violet
the Snatch
for
Game.
Sure, then.
I think Violet and Fame.
I agree. I think Violet and Fame, the two least personalities. going to go home. Jackie, real quick.
I think it depends on who Fame would pick, because she has a quirky personality. Well,
she said Versace, right?
They're both doing...
These two are supposed to be both doing Versace.
Supposedly.
Mm. So maybe Donatella. Violent That's Fame be... or Violent Kennedy.
Great. Thank you again for watching us. I don't know what I'm saying. Our time is over. Cameron, where can they find you?
At Tomakava 777.
Team Cameron. Team Mark. If you're a Team Mark.
At Lorraine Love, LORAYNELOVE.
We're all Team Jackie. Where can we find you?
At 123 Jackie _B.
Nobody's my team tonight because I'm totally okay with that.
At stir.com.
It's Kenny C. Harrison or Kenny Charison, whichever you prefer. On Twitter. Thanks again for joining us. See you next week for our Snatch Game.
Snatch it up.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Drag you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.